好，我们 settle 了。好，弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to everyone。
很高兴啊，时间过得很快，今天是12月开始了。
It's time really fleets. It's already in December.
我还记得我们在年初的时候，很多的人住在教会，过了那个除夕的晚上。
I still remember our sleepover on the New Year's Eve last year.
一晃眼就十二月到了。
Yeah, just like all of a sudden the time has flown by.
然后我们开始庆祝圣诞节。
We start to celebrate Christmas again.
也求神能够使用这一次我们圣诞晚会。
We pray that God would use this particular event.
让许许多多的我们所认识的人或者我们所邀请的人都可以来。
And we hope that all the people that we invite or invited will be here with us.
让福音也可能够传到这些慕道的朋友
当中。And the gospel will be preached to these people as well.
好，我们再回到我们的以弗所书。
Let's go back to the book of Ephesians.
我们今天所要谈的是第四章11-16节。
So today we're going to concentrate on the chapter 4 verses 11-16.
好，我们一同来念好吗？
Let's read it together.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的一般，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的是。百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。我们来祷告。亲爱的天父，我们赞美你的名，主啊，当我们来到你面前的时候，我们就把我们心思意念，主，我们完全就交奠在你的宝座面前。我们相信主，你的话语解开，会叫愚昧的人得以通达。当我们在这里，我们承认我们对你的认识、对你的了解真的很有限。但主啊，当我们愿意谦卑来到你面前的时候，就求你将你自己显明，让我们认识你，更深地进入你的里面，也能够懂得你对我们每一个人的心意。让我们今天早上我们来的时候，我们空空的来，但主啊，我们走的时候是满了你的知识，从你那里来的同在，还有你的慈爱，我们就满满的能够装满我们每一个人的生命。我们谢谢你赐福于我们这段时间，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。好，当我们来看到这一段的经文的时候呢，我们就发现呢有特别就有三次提到成长长大。
So when we look through this passage, we see that there are three times that have referred to growth.
那第一次的长大呢，就提到这个在认识神的这个事情上面呢，得以长大成人。
The first growth is mentioned in knowing God. Growth in knowing God.
那叫我们不要再做小孩子呢，好像受了异教之风摇动。
It asks us not to be infants anymore and not be blown away by heresy.
也就是对主耶稣基督真实的认识。
So we truly understand and know Jesus Christ.
这种知识上的成长。
The growth in knowledge of Jesus.
接下来就讲到第十五节。
And second is in verse 15.
讲到第二种成长或者长进。
The second type of growth.
就是讲到用爱心说诚实话。
It talks about speak the truth in love.
就是讲到怎么样用爱心来说话行事。
How do we act and speak in love?
这是跟着之前的，我们越认识主耶稣，越爱神，我们就会越爱人。
The more we understand God, the more we know how to love people.
而且是照着主耶稣基督爱人的方式，我们去爱人。
And especially we love in the way that Jesus loves.
第三种成长呢，在第十六节。
The third type of growth is in verse 16.
讲到在身体渐渐增长。
It talks about the growth in the body.
也就是整个教会是主耶稣基督的身体。
It talks about the growth of church, the body of Christ.
整个身体一起成长。
Everybody build up and grow together.
因为当每一个人都在爱中聚集的时候。
Because when we gather in love,
这个身体一定要成长。
The body has to grow.
而且是在爱中建立自己。And
especially we grow in love to build each other up.
所以这短短的, 这六节经文里面, 三次提到有不同方式的成长。
So in this short six verse passage that there are three, it mentioned about the three types of growth.
但是当我们回到第十一节、第十二节的时候, 我们发现, 所有的, 使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师,
So when we go back to verse 11, we see about all these apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers.
他们只有一件事情,只有一个工作。
They only have one purpose.
就是要成全圣徒各尽其职。
Because they're building up all the people to be whole in the body of Christ.
在新译本上面讲的更准确,新的翻译讲到装备圣徒去承担圣功。
In the New Translation, it says to equip all these people to be ready for God's work.
所以我们有许许多多不同的恩赐,不同的职分的人。
So we all have different gifts and we all have different positions.
但是这一些所有的工作都在做一件事情, 就是要装备圣徒,好叫他们去承担圣功。
And all this work is to prepare all of us to be equipped to ready for the works of God.
承担圣功要做什么呢?
So what do we do?
去装备圣徒。
To equip the people.
再去承担圣功。
Then continue, they will in turn to be ready for the works of God.
承担圣功以后呢, 这些圣徒又被装备了, 要做什么? 再去,
So the work continues.
这是一个循环,
and multiplies.
到最后是要干什么?
So what do we do at the end?
不是说, 事情更多了,
it doesn't mean that the job multiplies.
也不是说教会更热闹了,
and doesn't mean that church becomes crowded and interesting. Only.
最重要的是回到这三件事情, 三种方式的成长。
And the most important thing is we come back to the three types of growth that's mentioned here.
对主耶稣基督的认识,
the knowledge about Jesus Christ.
然后用他那种道成肉身的爱来爱我们周围的人。
To live out our life in His love.
然后借着教会的爱能够吸引许许多多的周围的人能够来相信主耶稣。
And then in love that we attract more people to come to know Him and to church.
这是不管是使徒、先知、传福音的牧师、教师做的事情，总话来说，这是最重要的一个目的。
So this is the purpose altogether. But it doesn't matter what the position is. If it's this apostle, prophets, evangelists, pastors, or teachers, they all try to achieve the same purpose.
所以我们今天我们就要从这三个方式的成长，我们来仔细的来看一下。
So today we're going to look at these three types of growth.
第一个讲到对神的认识，也就是对主耶稣基督的认识。
So the first thing is the growth in knowing Jesus Christ.
第十三节。
In verse 13.
好，我们再一次念，好吧。
Let's read it again.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人。 乃有基督长成的身量。好，也就是说，在这个对主耶稣基督的认识呢，大家能够跟信仰上面能够有一致性，所有的弟兄姐妹众人。So
here we want to be united in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, which is Christ.
好像我们一起的来更多的来学习来认识，而且慢慢的就成长起来。So
we want to learn together and know Him more, especially in knowledge.
所以我们知道呢，他特别提到一个，下面就开始讲说有很多的异端呢，我们不要做小孩子被异端就骗去了。So
following, it talks about many heresies that we should not be blown away by all these different heresies.
所以我们知道说，其实在写这个经文的背景呢，有许许多多不同的异端。So
when Paul wrote this letter, the background is that there were many different not occults but heresies at the time.
当时代的人呢，对主耶稣基督呢。
During that time, people didn't really know Jesus that well.
耶稣基督到底是神呢？他还是人呢？
Is Jesus God or is He a man?
他是神吗？
Is He God?
还是人？
Oh, is He a man?
还是他又是神又是人？
Or He is God and man?
如果他又是神又是人的话，他是50%的神加50%的人吗？
So is He 50% God, 50% man?
还是他是100%的神加上100%的人呢?
Or He's 100% divinity and humanity.
我们今天都知道主耶稣基督是完完全全的神，他也是完完全全的人， 100%人，100%神。
So in today we know that Jesus is 100% God and 100% human being, that we believe that He's both.
但是这个真理呢， 大家研究了，在教会历史上研究了快400年才搞清楚。
But this truth actually developed throughout the 400 years in church history.
圣经早就写好了。
It was written in the Bible.
但是人就不同的讨论，不同的在想，就是很多很多的异端出来。
But people have many different understandings, and there were different interpretations.
所以主耶稣基督他有完完全全的神性，他有完完全全的人性。
So Jesus has 100% divinity and also 100% humanity.
所以当我们看见当时的异端呢，就根据这两点，出了问题。
So at that during that time, that there were two different heresies that's regarding the nature of Jesus.
这些问题一出来的时候，就会影响到我们对主耶稣基督的那一种爱慕跟感恩。
So when it came about, then we have a problem to understand the love of Jesus.
第一种异端就是否认主耶稣基督的神性。
The first heresy is that they negate the divinity of Jesus.
他们就觉得主耶稣不就是一个，耶稣就是一个人嘛。
They say, well, Jesus is a human being.
他否认他是神。
They don't acknowledge that he's divinity.
当时有很多守律法的犹太教的信徒。
At the time, there were many Jewish people.
甚至到今天也有很多像耶和华见证人也是一样，就不相信主耶稣他是完完全全从永远到永远他是神。
Even today, Jehovah Witness, they don't believe God's Jesus' divinity, and they don't believe he's the eternal God.
当我们否认他神性的时候，就抹煞了他从一个尊位上面来到人间的那一种牺牲，因为他根本不是在上面。
So, when we negate his divinity, then we do not acknowledge that he has come from heaven and then made his sacrifice to become like us.
所以这种的异端就让我们对道成肉身的认识呢，完全的大打折扣。
So this kind of heresy made us diminish the significance of the world became flesh.
我们来看一节经文。
Let's look at another scripture.
在腓立比书二章。
It's in Philippians chapter 2.
六到八节。
Verses 6 to 8.
讲到说，二章六到八节是。好，我们一同来念好吗？
Let's read it together.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以他讲得很清楚，他不因为有神的形象，好像呢与神同等，他就抓着不放，强夺就是他抓着。
So Jesus did not consider himself equality with God.
他反而呢，因为是神呢，他爱，所以他用神的尊位里面，他愿意来到世上。
But instead, because he is God, that he sacrificed himself to come to the earth and become a human likeness.
我们到了圣诞节，我们最会讲的就是主耶稣他放弃天上的荣华。
So when Christmas season, we often talk about how he have come from heaven.
进入人的时空当中。
Then he entered the time and space limitation of human being.
进入人的历史当中。
And he entered the human history.
然后受到这一些的限制。
And being restricted by time and space.
所以他主动呢穿上人的性格。
And he started to wear the coat of a human.
来到世上。
And he came here.
所以他是一位神，愿意这样牺牲。
But he is God, and he's willing to sacrifice himself.
所以这种异端是很可怕的。
So this kind of heresy is very terrifying.
另外一个第二种异端更可怕。
The other type of heresy is also very terrifying.
这种异端叫做幻影派。
It's called a docetism.
这个想法呢，它就是否认主耶稣基督的人性。
So in this kind of heresy, they do not believe that Jesus is human.
他们就受到这种希腊哲学的影响。
It's influenced by the Greek philosophy.
他觉得当时代的希腊哲学就是物质都是恶的。
At that time, the Greek philosophers believed that materials are evil.
只有灵魂那种存到永远的才是善的。
And they believed the spirit lasts forever.
那神呢是至善的，是纯洁的。
They believed that God is holy and is good.
他是属灵的
and he's spiritual,
永恒的
and it's eternal.
他不可能跟这个世界上的物质有关系
and it's impossible that he becomes a material being.
可是 人家又看到了主耶稣在地上。
But then people saw Jesus.
那怎么办呢？
So how do we explain that?
所以他们自己就发展出一个想法。
So they develop a theory.
就说我们当时代的人就这样传说，说他们所看见的耶稣不是耶稣的肉身。
So at that time they were saying that so whatever people saw Jesus, it was not his physical being.
只是一个影子。
It was a phantom.
所以主耶稣根本没有真正的到世上来。
So in reality, Jesus didn't come to this earth.
他在世上不管是传道、医病、赶鬼。
Doesn't matter he preached or he healed the sick and drive out the evil spirits.
或者他被抓然后被鞭打。
And he was arrested, he was flogged.
甚至被钉死在十字架上。
Even to be crucified on the cross.
他们说哦，那只是个影子。
They say all those are phantom. It's a shadow.
因为一个永恒无限的神不可能变成一个物质的身
体。Because the eternal God cannot become a physical body and endure all such sufferings.
所以我们所看见的呢，就像拿今天的话来讲，就像演电影一样给我们看了。
So what people saw at the time is just what's showing like in a movie.
哦，这种的异端呢是更可怕。
This particular heresy is even more terrifying.
因为他把那个主耶稣，他甘愿舍身舍命来到世上为人做救赎牺牲，他的那种面对的痛苦，把他抹煞了。
Because they totally diminish the willingness of Jesus, who is willing to come to the earth and endure all the sufferings for us.
所以使徒约翰他面对这种的异端，在当时。
So at the time, John the apostle.
就在写约翰一书的时候，第一章第一节，约翰一书一章一节一哈，他一开始写的时候呢，他就把它写出来。
So when he wrote 1 John in chapter 1 verse 1, he mentioned in particular this particular heresy.
我们一起来念好吗
？Let's read it together again.
来。论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这是他对这个主耶稣的一个描述。
This is how he John described Jesus.
这是一个生命之道。
This is the life.
就是我们怎么样？我们所听见，我们所看见。
We have heard, we have seen.
不止这样子。他不只停在这里，他说是亲眼看过，而且呢，我的手亲手我们摸过他。
He said that we have seen with our own eyes and we have looked with our own hands.
所以他就在针对这种当时幻影派的这种异端。
So this particular passage here is counter against what it was saying at the time.
所以这样子的一个 proclamation, 一个宣告，就让世人知道说，不是影子，他是真实的来到世上，而且我们都看过，我们听过，而且我们手都摸过的。
So this proclamation confirmed that Jesus is real. It's not just a phantom that they have seen, that they have touched, and they have heard him.
所以我们知道说，当时就有这两种，一个是否认他的神性，一个是否认他的人性。
So we know that at the time that there were two types of theories that one negates Jesus' divinity and the other divinity his humanity.
那我们知道今天呢，我们对这个主耶稣的认识呢，我们要很清楚。
So we need to know that we need to know Jesus very well.
他是百分之百的神。
He's 100% God.
他却愿意为了他所爱的人道成肉身来到世上。
But he's willing to sacrifice himself to come to this earth.
而且在圣诞节，我们都知道他生在马槽里面。
And we all know that he was born in a manger.
他这一生呢，在地上的这个生活呢，是非常的卑微的生活。
The life he lived was very humble.
然后呢，他又是百分之百的人。
And he's 100% human.
他会哭。
He cried.
他会笑。
He laughed.
他会肚子饿。
And he could get hungry too.
他也会痛。
And then he suffers.
那最后呢，为我们钉在十字架上。
And at the end, he was crucified on the cross.
所以，当我们知道我们对主耶稣基督有真的这种深刻认识的时候呢
，So when we truly know him and know him profoundly,
我们就能够真正的感恩。
Then we know how to appreciate.
感谢他呢，爱我们，而且呢，迁就我们。
We will know how to appreciate his love and know how he has accommodated us.
主动从天上来到这个世上。
He came on his own to this earth.
来帮助我们。
To help us.
不管他要受到多少的牺牲跟限制。
Doesn't matter how much restriction that he faced.
他从一个神的立场，他愿意穿上人的性格。
He came from a God's position to become a human being.
为的就是要跟我们在一起。
Because he wants to be with us.
来拯救我们。
To save us.
所以当我们认识的主耶稣的爱是一种叫做道成肉身的爱。
So when we know his love, that his love is the word became flesh type of love.
我相信这种这一个东西，我们可能花一辈子都不能够去真正的去体会。
I believe it would take us our lifetime to comprehend such love.
但是这是一个很重要的一个起点，让我们不断的在认识他道成肉身的这个道理的上面呢，不断的来学习成长。
This is the beginning of understanding his love, that how he has become flesh. So we can continue. This is the beginning for us to understand how much and how deep that he has loved us.
这值得我们用一辈子来学习。
It's worth our lifetime to know.
所以这是在我们这对主耶稣的认识上的一个成长。
So this is the growth in knowing Jesus.
第二种方面的成长。
The second type of knowing, of growth.
也就是有这个对主耶稣的认识跟理解以后。
After we have the knowledge and understanding of Jesus Christ.
那我们怎么去回应出来
？How do we live out His love?
来，我们来看第十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
好，我们一同来念好吗
？Let's read it again.
唯用爱心说诚实话。凡事长进，连于元首基督。好，我们讲特别讲到说，用爱心说诚实话。
We especially say that we're speaking the truth in love.
我都很不容易哈，我这个。
It's very difficult.
然后特别讲到说，凡事长进。
Say we grow in every respect.
有的英文翻译是说 ，grow up into Him in all things， 就是说，成长。然后呢，进到他的里面去的成长。
The other translation is that we grow into Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们应该这样翻：凡事长进，连于元首基督。应该翻成说，凡事长进，进入元首基督，可能会更好。
So again, it's the type of growth is when we grow into Jesus Christ.
也就是我们成长，成长，成长。成长要干什么？是成长呢？是越成长就越进到基督里面，是在他里面越长越大。
So the more we grow, the more we grow in Jesus.
很多的时候，我们成长的时候呢，我们不一定长在基督里面。
Many times when we grow in knowledge, we do not necessarily grow in Jesus.
我听过有一句话。
I heard a saying.
他说，任何人都会变老。
Everybody ages.
但是不一定每个都会长大。
Everyone grow old, but not everyone grow up.
你看看你的周围的人。
So let's look around.
很多人很老。
Some of us are older.
头发也白。
We have white hair.
但是还没长大。
But we're not grown yet.
有时候看到小小的朋友啊，小孩子啊，他还没有很老，可是他还蛮大的。
But sometimes we see the little ones, but they're pretty grown up.
所以就是我们怎么样在我们的认识主的这个基础上面呢？我们怎么样来学习成长
？So how do we? Learn to grow up in Jesus Christ.
我们不只是在知识上成长了。
We not only grow in knowledge of Him.
甚至我们在恩赐上面也成长了。
We can grow in gifts.
但是我们有没有生命真的长在基督里面的这个属灵的身量也在成长
？But has our spiritual life also grown in Jesus?
还是我们信了主很多年以后，我们还落在一个肉体里面
？Or that after many years of becoming a Christian, we're still living in flesh.
如果我们是基督的门徒的话
，if we are Jesus' disciple，
就要像基督
，then we need to be like him.
也就是说，我们要学习操练那种道成肉身的爱。
So we need to exercise the way he loves.
也就是我们要看见让人得益处，我们愿意放下一些牺牲。
So the love that his love is that we are willing to sacrifice for ourselves for the other's benefit.
然后用对方能够接受的方式呢，我们来帮助他们。
And we love in the way that they can accept.
有时候我们看见那个妈妈喂 baby food 的时候。
Many times we see mothers feeding the young infant.
我就觉得很不可思议。
I think it's unfathomable.
妈妈有的比较懒的就或者没有时间的，不能说懒，没时间的，她去外面买 off the shelf 的 baby food.
Yeah, sometimes when mom do not have time, they buy the off the shelf baby food.
那个嘣打开就可以喂了。
You just turn open the jar and then you can.
反正小朋友没有吃过食物，什么来都吃，好吃不？
Because they can
比奶好就好。
They can accept just about everything.
但是我就看到一些妈妈们呢。
But some moms or parents.
买了青菜回来，煮了青菜以后，剁剁剁剁剁剁剁剁。
A lot of them would buy the fresh produce and then they would prepare them themselves.
或者买一些什么肉啊，剁剁剁剁剁剁剁。
And they would buy the meat and then they will prepare it themselves.
米也煮得很烂。
And then they just smash everything.
然后呢，和在一起就一口一口喂。
And then let the food become mushy and they can feed the baby.
我就觉得，哎，如果给他一碗饭，不是更直接吗？
Can we just Why don't we just give him a bowl of rice?
尤其我们大家现在都吃糙米饭，那最好。
Especially we like brown rice these days.
那你就拿着糙米饭这样喂孩子。
Can we just feed the brown rice to the babies?
他接受不了。
I don't think the babies can accept.
没办法吸收，所以怎么样就着他能够领受的方式，我们怎么样去做一些 effort， 然后来帮助他吸收进去。
So when babies at that age they can only accept baby food.
昨天晚上我有个机会就看到那个创世电视，他们在报道香港教会。
Last night I had a chance to watch a program that's done by the I don't remember the foundation.
Creation TV.
Creation TV.
他讲到香港教会呢，特别呢，就是有一个教会呢，是一个聋哑的教会，就是盲聋子的 deaf 的教会。
There's one church in Hong Kong that is especially for the deaf and mute.
所以他们就有这个聋子的那种团契。
And so they have a fellowship for the deaf.
那这个聋子团契里面，不是所有的人都是聋子。
But in that particular fellowship, not everybody is deaf.
因为在这教会里面，有人对聋子有负担。
Because some of the people in that church, they're burdened with the deaf people in their church.
所以他们就学习要去学手语。
So they are burdened to learn the sign language.
怎么样去接触这一些听不到的人？他们都是打手语，打得好快。
So they need to communicate with the deaf people with sign language.
他们鼓掌的时候，他们不鼓掌。
So when they clap, they don't clap.
他们这样子。
This is how they do it.
就是他们的鼓掌。我看很好玩，他们一讲完，就是有人弄完以后，结束了以后，大家都这样子。
So a lot of times after they finish, this is the way they clap.
所以以后我们也许可以教大家都这样子。
So maybe in the future we can learn this as well.
哎，所以这些弟兄姐妹，他们正常的人，他们干嘛要去学这个不好学的手语啊
？So these normal brothers and sisters, why are they willing to learn sign language?
他们要去接触这些还不信的这些的聋子听障的人。
Because they want to approach these people who cannot hear.
然后他们甚至要学习到一个地步，他们可以站在讲台上用手语来翻译。
And they learn the sign language to the point that where they can use sign language to translate.
我们今天我们觉得翻中文翻英文。都已经很难了。
Today we think that interpretation between Mandarin and English and vice versa is already difficult enough.
那翻手语呢更不容易。
So how do we do it with sign language?
虽然常常会翻不清楚。
So many times that they started to confuse.
所以这个教会又在讲了，那个传道人就讲。
So the minister of that church said.
他说：“你这个担任手语翻译的人呢，讲完道以后你不可以走。”
The person who does the translation for sign language don't leave after service.
你要留下来。
You need to stay.
因为有很多听不到的人呢，他会来继续问刚才是什么，然后你要继续跟他们答。
Because then many people will come back and ask questions, so you need to continue to interpret.
哎，他特别讲说这些我们这些正常的人绝对不可以，好像看不起他们，好像说是高他们一等来服侍他们，就千万不可以。
So people who with normal hearing and everything cannot consider themselves like above the people who cannot hear.
所以要极端的小心，要 sense be very sense 这个那个敏锐，来知道说不要有那种让人家有那种感觉。
Because they need to be extremely sensitive to their needs.
所以他们就这样子来服侍。
This is how they serve these people.
我觉得就跟我们的主一样，好像就是为了爱，然后进到。世界来
just,
道成肉身来爱我们。
Just like Jesus Christ, that He came to this world and just serve us on earth.
所以我们那样去爱人的时候呢，都要做一些的 effort， 要一些的牺牲。
So when we want to live, when we want to love like Jesus, we all need to make efforts.
这是真正的爱，叫做不求自己的益处。在哥林多前书十三章讲得很清楚，不求自己的益处。
This is love that's not self-seeking.
所以我们每个人都有我们的软弱。
So we all have our weaknesses.
我们虽然是听得见，但是每个人个性上都有软弱。
But even though we can hear, but we all have flaws in our personality.
当别人来想要来纠正我们的软弱的时候，我们第一个反应就是说：“我才不要听。”
So when people are coming to correct us, that our reaction would be defensive.
所以这个要来纠正或者是要来劝勉的人呢，他必须要懂得怎么样把他的劝勉呢用爱包装起来。
So when a person is ready to edify someone, they need to know how to quote the love or the edification.
我自己就有一个软弱，就是我会迟到的。
Pastor Joe said he has a habit of being tardy.
很多人也知道。
Maybe many of you know that's my weakness.
但师母呢，贝蒂师母呢，她是坚决是不迟到的人。
But then Betty is a person who's always on time.
一个会迟到，一个不迟到。
One who's always tardy and one who doesn't.
常常走不在一起。
It's hard to work together.
我常常说，我们赶着出门的时候。
So a lot of times we say when we're in a rush.
我走在那个路，走在我们家的那个后卫上面，看到纸，看到乱的，我还会去收一下。
As I walk through the hallway of my house, even though I'm in the rush, I still want to pick up all the trash.
所以这就是每个人的个性不一样。
This is how people are different.
所以呢，我的师母这很有智慧。
And then Betty is very wise.
她就想办法让我准时。
And she will use all kinds of methods to help me be on time.
她就很有技巧呢。会多留出一些时间。
She would be very tactful in allowing extra time.
很多的时候，很多的聚会，我也不知道时间。有时候是孩子的事情，我也不知道时间。
Many times I don't know when a particular event exactly start.
但是 over the years, 我慢慢感觉到我好像被欺骗了。
Pastor Joe feel like maybe over the years he was somehow deceived.
明明是七点钟的音乐会，为什么六点就叫我上车
？Like.If the concert starts at 7, how come we start getting into the car a lot earlier than before?
Oh, 她很有智慧，因为她知道我会摸到六点半。
Because she knows that I'm going to be like take all my time and not leave until 6:30.
有一次我还真准时了。
And one time I was really like punctual.
就到了那边以后，怎么没有人呐、啊、
？And then I didn't see anybody there when I arrived.
所以，但是在这个当中，我没有被 judged， 我没有被论断。
But throughout the process, I didn't feel like I was judged.
就是怎么样用对方能够接受的方式来帮助他。
So how do you use a method that can be acceptable by the other side?
很多时候我们跟我们的配偶结束，有时候我们信主了。
So a lot of times when we interact with our spouse,
我们怎么帮助我们的配偶？我们怎么帮助我们的孩子，让他们也能够来认识这一位主
？How do we help our spouse? How do we help our children to know this, to know our God?
我们常常很直接的方式说，就是你不去教会，就是你不信。
Many times we say, only because you don't come to church, because you don't believe.
不小心掉一件东西，或者不小心跌个跤，就是你不去教会。
And sometimes when you lost something, you say, oh, only because you don't come to church.
我们是不是应该换个角度来想
？So should we change the way that we address that?
我怎么样用一个道成肉身的爱，像主耶稣一样来帮助他
？How do I help the person in Jesus' love?
让我们的配偶觉得。我们信主以后，他也蒙福了。
And help our spouse to understand that after we become a believer, he's also or she's also blessed.
还是我们信了主以后，我们的配偶、我们的家人会更 suffer.
Or after we become a Christian, then our spouse or family becomes even more miserable.
所以在家里面，我们就成为一个解读福音的人。
Because then we become that person who is an interpreter of gospel.
我们带出来的是福音还是咒诅，就在我们的身上。
So do we bring gospel or do we bring curse?
是真实的福音吗
？Is it true gospel?
那我们叫活出福音的样子。
Then we live out the gospel.
好，叫别人能够接受。
So the other people can accept gospel.
另外就讲到用爱心说诚实话。
And then we talk about speak the truth in love.
这真的就是一个。道成肉身的真理的一个实行或者一个实践方法。
This is the realization of Jesus' love that the word has become flesh.
怎么样能够说出真理
？How do we speak the truth?
又能够带着爱
？And then it's in love.
这是很不容易的事情。
This is very difficult.
因为爱跟真理是相对的。
A lot of times, love and truth are opposing in some way.
如果你的孩子有一天兴冲冲画了一个东西送给你。
And maybe like your child would quickly draw something and give it to you.
When you say, Daddy, is that beautiful?
Is it beautiful?
按着真理呢
Judge based on truth.
You should say no.
可能你要说不是。
那按着那个爱呢
But if it's based on love.
你会说 oh, this is the most beautiful picture I've ever seen this year, right?
你会说这是我看到最美丽的一张图画了。
如果你的太太在厨房忙了一阵子，烧出一桌菜出来
，If your wife like just busy around the kitchen and prepare you a wonderful dishes,
Honey, 好吃吗
？Is it good？
如果不好吃的话
，If it happens to be not good，
你说真理 ？No。
How do you speak the truth？
那天晚上你就被踢下床了。
Then maybe you won't be even sleeping.
那爱的时候呢？你会说 Yes。
So in love, then you say yes.
很好吃，我把它吃光。
It's very good. I will finish it up.
所以在很早的时候，在台湾有一个广告，我到现在还记得。
So, there's a commercial in Taiwan. It was from a long time ago.
有一个卖花瓜的，酱瓜的。
Yeah, there's a commercial about selling the cucumbers.
它的 slogan 就是爱就是把菜吃光光。
The slogan is just finish up. Love is finish up everything that's on the table.
我们这边最能够得到这个奖的就是大众。他什么都把你吃光。
The award should go to 大众。
所以更残酷的是哈。
But the cruel thing is.
你的太太或你的朋友来问你。
Your wife or your friend may ask you.
你喜欢这个发型吗
？Do you like my hairstyle？
你知道弟兄们碰到那个问题真的很难回答。
So a lot of times that the brothers would don't know how to answer such question.
因为99.9%的弟兄不 care.
Because most of the time they don't care about how your hair.
哎，他们觉得原来的都很好。
They think that everything is good.
那一变他们就不一定能接受。
But once it's changed, they may not accept it.
漂亮吗
？Is it nice？
弟兄们想一想。
Think about it, brothers.
什么叫做道成肉身的爱
？Think about what is love that is the word became flesh.
所以我们能够活出来的，都需要一些的修剪，需要一些的，就是一些 effort.
All of us needs pruning to live out Jesus' love.
在恩典或者是爱跟真理当中，这种的相对性，这个事情上面
，in the dichotomy of love and truth.
主耶稣真的做到。
Jesus really made it like.
我们来看一节经文，在约翰福音一章，
in John
十四节
，in John
很多人会背这个。
John，
好，我们一起来。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。好了，讲到道成肉身住在我们中间呢，充充满满有什么？有恩典，有什么？
Grace.
真理，就是他有 grace， 有爱，然后呢，他又是满有真理。
And he's full of truth and grace.
后面还讲到说，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的，在17节里面。
And then also says later on says that the grace and truth all came from Jesus.
也就是主耶稣他本身他就是真理。
He is the truth.
所以他的说话形式都是在真理里面。
And then the way he acts and the way he lives is in truth.
但是你当我们看福音书的时候，他不太会把真理就这样拿出来对那些就是在罪中的人就是这样直接。
But in the books of the books of gospel, we saw he doesn't just throw the gospel upon people.
他会用爱，用恩典把它包装起来。
He used love and grace to coat the gospel.
所以当人看见的时候，他没有看到，还没看到真理，他先看到是什么？先看到爱。
So before people see truth, they see love first.
我觉得常常有点像我们现在吃的那个药丸，有没有？外面都有一层那个叫什么糖衣啊
？It's often like what we take medicine nowadays that it's all coated pills.
你要小朋友吃糖很难，但是外面有一层糖衣，他就吃了，而且呢还可以多要一点。
It's hard to ask kids to take the medicine, but when it's coated, then it's a lot.
我就认识一些小朋友，他没事想喝咳嗽药水。因为还蛮好喝的。
Sometimes you can see kids that they love the coughing syrup because it tastes good.
好像主耶稣基督他被抓、被卖、被定了以后。
So after Jesus was crucified,
很多的门徒都离开他。
Actually, a lot of his followers left him.
当时还有否认他的都有，彼得否认他都有。
Even Peter denied him.
但是呢，当主耶稣向这些门徒们显现的时候
，But when Jesus appeared to his disciples again,
他第一句话讲什么
？What did he say？
他会不会说你们实在很逊
？Did he say that you guys really？
要是我的话，我可能说你们实在很逊。
If I were him, that's what I would do.
复活你们不早跟你们讲过，你很逊。
Didn't I already tell you that I would raise again？
主耶稣说什么
？What did Jesus say to them？
愿你们平安。
May peace be with you.
Oh, so soft， 这么柔软。
Very gentle.
后来那一晚上呢，跟门徒们显现以后，多马不在，那个很怀疑的那个不在。
So after he appeared to the disciple, but Thomas wasn't there with them.
所以主耶稣再一次 向门徒，这一次呢，特别是找多马在的那个时候，向所有的人再显现。
So the next time when Jesus appeared to his disciples again, he waited until Thomas was there as well.
当他们显现的时候，有没有说多马，你实在很逊
？Did he say to Thomas that where were you？
别人都信，就你不信。
Everybody believed, but you didn't.
没有，他说什么
？But what did he say？
一样，愿你们平安。
He said the same thing. Peace be with you.
因为他 care 他的门徒。
Because he cared about his disciples.
后来有一次在提比利亚海边。
So one time by the Sea of the Tiberias.
他向门徒们显现。
He appeared to his disciples again.
他向门徒显现的时候，第一句话问什么
？And what did he say when he first saw them again？
他说：“小子，
say,
你们有吃的没有
？”Do you have things to eat？
因为他们打鱼打了整晚上都打不到。
Because they fish all night, they fished, and but they didn't get anything.
又累又饿。
They were tired and hungry.
结果主耶稣就为他们做了一顿早餐。
And Jesus prepared breakfast for them.
有这个 barbecue 全鱼。
有 grill and barbecue fish，
还有烤的饼
and bread，
照顾他们肉身的需要
and took care of their needs，
之后才跟他们吩咐他们以后的事情
and after he took care of their physical needs then he told them what to do。
所以当你看到主耶稣的时候，小子有吃的没有？
So he asked them do you guys have things for me to eat or things to eat？
事情来的时候他会说，你平安吗？愿你平安。
And he say, "Peace be with you."
后面的事情呢再说，但是呢，先用爱来拥抱。
He used love to embrace them first.
这就是主耶稣道成肉身的爱。
This is Jesus' love.
我想我们要帮助别人的话，我们真的要学这个事情。
So if we want to help people, this is something we have to learn.
我们都知道，我们每一个人心里面都有某种程度的一个所谓的自卑。
So like all of us maybe have a certain level of inferiority feeling.
所以当我们有自卑的时候呢，马上就会有一个自我防卫的。东西出来。
So whenever we feel inferior, then we put up a wall.
就是一座墙堵在我们的面前。
It's a wall that will protect us.
所以呢，当我们用爱来说话的时候
，So we when we speak in love,
对方的耳朵才会打开来听。
Then people would open their ears.
如果我们一开始用很 harsh, 很硬的真理来讲的时候，对方的耳朵是会关掉的。
So when we start out with a very like straight and harsh words,
所以我们要懂得怎么样来。用对的方式来帮助我们周围的人。
So we need to learn how to use the right way and the good way.
不管是对我们的配偶们
，It doesn't matter is our spouse，
或者我们的孩子们
，or our children，
或者是我们的朋友们、同事
，or our friends or coworkers，
在公司里面也是一样
，It's all the same。
在教会里面，同工之间都是一样
，It's the same way that people in the church，
我们必须要操练怎么样道成肉身来帮助别人。
We need to exercise and practice such love。
如果我们要纠正一个人或者要劝勉一个人
So if we want to correct or edify someone
我们一定要先爱他
We need to love this person first
让那一个人也知道我们爱他
And the person needs to know that we do love them
好叫我们之后的话呢能够直接的进到人的心中去
So our edification can enter into that person
如果我们不爱他的话
If we do not love this person
我甚至觉得我们有没有资格去劝勉
Even feel that we do not have the right to correct this person.
如果我们不爱他的话，我们有什么资格去说他
？If we don't love this person, then what right do we have to correct them?
所以，如果我们周围有看见任何人做了不成熟的事情
，So if we see anyone around us that has done something immature,
然后你真的是很想去骂他一顿，讲他一顿
，You really feel like you need to reprimand that person.
先停一下
，Stop first.
问自己一个问题
：Ask yourself，
我爱他吗
？Do I love this person？
我有为他祷告吗
？Did I pray for the person？
我有资格去规劝他吗
？Did I have the right to edify them？
当我们这样做的时候
，In doing that，
我们会成为众人的祝福。
We will become the true blessing of people。
这是真正带下基督的爱。
This would bring the love of Jesus。
在爱中行事，我们成长。
We act in love and we grow in love.
第三件事情
the other type of growth.
讲到教会身体的增长
It talks about the growth in the body of Christ.
第十六节
In verse 16,
我们一起来念好吗
Let's read it together.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。这边讲到。特别是讲到身体，就是讲到教会的一个增长。
Here we talk about body, it is church.
当我们每一个人都在 这个身体里面做一个小的肢体。
All of us is a small member of this whole body of Christ.
当我们都用神所给我们的爱的方式呢，来爱别人。
So all of us use Jesus' love to love other people.
而且我们大家都发挥自己的功用，自己的功能。
We are able to realize our potential.
我们都有从神那边领受各样不同的恩赐。
And then we receive from God that different gifts.
可以彼此帮忙，彼此配搭。
We can serve each other.
然后呢，整个教会就可以被建立起来。
We can build this church.
在这个当中呢，他特别讲到要在爱中建立。
But here it says that we build each other up in love.
也就是当教会没有爱的时候呢，是没有办法被建造起来。
So when there's no love in church, we cannot build up the body of Christ.
所以当我们对主耶稣的认识呢，不断的成长。
So when our knowledge of Christ continue to grow,
看见主这样爱我们，我们也愿意来爱他，
也愿意来爱。When we receive God's love and we're willing to love people like Him,
然后我们就愿意学主耶稣基督那种方式来帮助我们周围的人。
Then we're willing to learn the way that He lived to help other people in our life.
所以当教会在一起的时候
，So when the body of Christ,
每一个人都带着这样子的一个心来到教会。
Every one of us is equipped with such heart.
没有太多的论断。
And there's no judgment.
也没有谴责。
And there's no reprimand.
只有祝福。
It's only blessing.
只有爱心里面的诚实话。
And only truth in love.
所以当我们这样做的时候，整个每一个人都可以被建造起来。
And in doing so, everybody can be built up.
而且这是一个很健康而且很温暖的环境。
Then this would become a very healthy environment and a healthy church.
教会就会健康。
Then church would become healthy.
一个健康的教会一定是成长的教会。
A healthy church is a growing church.
最近我们下了很多的雨。
We have received a lot of rain.
我们看到那个山上原来都是黄的。
We see that the yellow, the hills become green.
雨一下去，一个礼拜，马上变绿了，山都变绿了。
Rain came down, and then the grass becomes.
这叫做自然的生长法则。
This is the natural growth.
当条件对了，自然就长了。
When the environment is right, everything grows.
当健康了，就长了。
When it's healthy, then things grow.
所以，当我们在教会里面，我们建造这样子一个环境，一个爱、一个包容的环境。
So in church, when we build such a loving environment.
这教会自然会成长。
Then church will grow.
而且我们传福音呢，才有见证。
So when we go out and preach gospel, we have testimonies.
我们的福音才有力量。
Then our gospel is with power.
若不然，人家进到教会，看到教会乌烟瘴气，他们也不要来。
So otherwise, people will come to church and they'll be scared by the church.
教会一点都没有爱的时候，就没办法吸引人。
When they don't see love in church, then we cannot attract people.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们能够成为一个懂得。用爱来包容别人的人。
That we will learn to be a loving person to accommodate people.
啊，让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，主啊，在今天，你真的借着这段经文，让我们看见怎么样在爱中来成长，怎么样更多的来认识你，主啊，认识你是一个道成肉身的一位神来到了人间，主啊，你愿意放下天上一切的尊荣，与我们在一起，主啊，这是何等大的一个恩典。更让我们能够来理解来认识你，而带着这一种学习的心能够来帮助来服侍我们周围的人。主啊，这真的是一个很大的一个不容易的工作，或者说不容易的一个学习，但主你已经做了，你就愿意我们在这个上面天天来成长，天天来长进，好叫你的教会能够充满爱也充满包容，成为一个你自己所喜悦的教会。求主你来帮助我们，主啊，很多的时候，我们说我们面对我们的环境，面对我们的配偶，面对我们的家人，甚至我们的同事、公司，甚至朋友，我们很多时候我们没有办法这样来爱，但主啊，给我们力量，让我们真知道，只有从你那里来的爱，我们才做得出来。人的爱是没有办法，主啊，你充满我们，不只用你道成肉身的行动来帮助我们，主啊，也用你道成肉身的爱来充满在我们每一个人的心里面。好叫我们的心里面满满的都是你的爱，我们就能够来爱我们旁边的人，带领我们成为一个人的祝福。谢谢你，我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。好，我们来唱诗歌，让爱走动。